A task force created through Coburg Mayor Lucas Cleveland's Strong Mayor Powers direction is recommending drastic public service changes and potentially disbanding the local police force. The final report from the community-led budget task force suggests outsourcing functions within public works, such as road winter maintenance. Quote, the benefits of outsourcing a service are the cost savings from not having to own and replace fleet and equipment, as well as the reduced need for human resources in those areas, unquote, the report read. It recommended that review of development applications be outsourced to save time, as the development division is often slowed due to high staff turnover and the recruitment of new or inexperienced staff. The task force is calling for the bureaucracy to maintain its current staffing levels and possibly that reductions be considered as current staff vacate their positions or retire. The funding requirements for the Coburg Police Service make up a considerable portion of the municipal budget. Chief Paul Vandegraaff is seeking $12.1 million for 2026, a 20.5% increase from last year. This equates to approximately $785 per household next year. The report notes that the Ontario Provincial Police in nearby Brighton costs households approximately $420. It is recommended that a future mayor explore the possibility of merging with the Port Hope Police or contracting with the OPP. The report suggests that Coburg sell some infrastructure assets, develop a plan for annual user fee increases, and keep the budget increase capped at 5%. Several of the 42 recommendations outlined in the report are in line with the Strong Mayor Power directives for fiscal restraint, noting that municipal taxes have increased 20% in the past 3 years. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.